The Gift of Salvation by Mahani Dixon. Christmas is coming soon, in December, 6 months away from June. Candy canes are being piled into shoes. The air smells of delicious foods. I can only think of what I am getting and what's piled under the tree. I'm either hoping for a car or a new pair of jeans. The only gift I want is the gift of salvation. It's way better than a car or a vacation. The gift of salvation came from Jesus, the man who was born by a virgin and created a holiday called Christmas. He came to die for us. You should know, he's way better than a sky full of snow. The gift of salvation, that the creator of that poem, Mahani Dixon, is an eighth grade scholar at Ascension School. She read it a couple weeks ago at our Christmas program. The program lineup was different this year. Among the offerings, the scholars performed poetry and music and dance that they themselves created. They also handled the stage management, moving equipment on and off the stage along with small children. The program was theirs, and it resulted in a strikingly more authentic discipline and quality production. The Christmas program became our Christmas program. It belonged to them. And they, in turn, more fully belonged. Belonging. It's a fundamental human need, not unlike food and shelter. When we belong, we have the security to be our authentic selves. We're safe to be who we are and create with others a bigger we, a different we. When our scholars speak with their voices and not another's, when any of us believes this community to be our community and not another's, all of us contribute to shaping who we are and who we are becoming. How crucial that is for a community that professes to be diverse, equitable, and inclusive. The opposite of belonging is loneliness. When we don't belong, we suffer. Today, God woos the suffering and the lonely with the enthralling story of Christmas. God's choice to share in human life at its inception, knitted to our body in the Virgin's womb, means that every human person matters to God. That there is no desire nor need of ours unknown to God. No corner of our lives unvisited by God. In a brilliant move, God pitches his tent among shepherds, the poor, the migrants, the wandering, the oddball, the brown-skinned, the marginalized, the queer, those who don't belong, those terrified that they will be abandoned. God did not take on flesh to cozy up to the insiders. Rather, Jesus finds his place among others like himself, for whom there seems to be no room. God's appearance in a vulnerable child is meant to grip the attention of anyone likely to be left out. I am here, he says. I am with you. This unlikely incarnation, this preposterous event, is an astonishing act of love. An embrace, the catalyst for a community of unprecedented and as yet unmatched inclusion. Now and forever, no one is outside of love. Not a single part of us is outside of love. The opposite of loneliness is belonging. Author and activist Bell Hooks writes that in the midst of such love, we need never fear abandonment. This is the most precious gift true love offers, the experience of knowing we always belong. The experience of knowing we always belong. The trust that Jesus will never let go of us is, I think, what it means to be saved. That most precious gift, the gift of salvation, Mahani writes, is the only gift I want. It's the only gift I want.